Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, good morning to you. You know, Freddie Mitchell's going to join us in a couple of minutes, and he had great hands. Caught the ball against Green Bay. Thanked his hands. I think it was after the Minnesota playoff game in 04, if I remember.
Are you going to tell him that wasn't 26 yards?
I think he knows.
Yeah,
I think he knows.
I'll go for it.
He had great hands and fingers.
Yeah.
He did. So, Rube, you getting at something there? I mean, I'm just saying.
That's part of a hand,
fingering.
Right?
Yeah, we missed an interesting conversation yesterday.
Fingering as a verb.
There was a
finger as a verb.
Naturally. Yeah.
There was
one does.
There was a misuse by me yesterday when trying to say fingerprinting, and I said the wrong.
Drop of the week, 9:10 on Friday. Tune in.
People here. And I happened to be tuning in, and it was full entertainment.
Was it?
Okay.
Great job by you right there, Rube.
I was belly laughing. I mean, yeah, I was out laughing, literally laughing out loud.
That's good.
It was
solid.
That is good.
So, Rube, you getting excited for baseball, like, soon?
Yes, I am. It's especially with this cold, yeah. I mean, I'm excited about the Eagles, so I'm sort of hyper-focused on the Eagles right now, but also, obviously, keeping an eye on what's going on in baseball. And
yeah, for all the upcoming...
You guys are, like,
deals?
Reverse-dressed right now. Rube is all Eagle out. He's got Eagles jacket, Eagles hat.
Right.
Joe
appropriately wearing a red October sweatshirt.
With
yeah, makes
scarf
sense.
Underneath, which I have questions about.
Yeah,
I
developed that yesterday. So yesterday I was cold.
You developed it?
I did.
It's developed.
You're the only person to ever put a scarf on the inside.
Indoors.
You're an ascot?
Indoors. Because it's freezing in here.
Yeah, so I was cold yesterday in Amy's apartment, put the scarf on, forgot about it for hours, and realized at a certain point, like, I'm very warm. This is good. And then I was like, this morning, I thought, you know what? That worked yesterday. I'll do it again.
The scarf under the hooded sweatshirt.
I don't think it's going to make it.
It's an interesting
GQ's
move.
Not going to go there.
Well, they're not going to hire me. I look like a bozo. Ruben, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, and we'll talk to Freddie soon. I want to get more calls shortly. But so Rhea had in the update, like, there's no Joel tonight, Ruben. There's no Paul George. Okay. We've been through this a million times with the NBA and specifically the Sixers. What should the NBA do? Like, let me put it this way. I had a tweet from someone yesterday where the guy's like, you know, this is fraud. And I mean, it's, I don't know if it's fraud, but season ticket holders, man.
I would be super upset.
If you're a season ticket holder, you are getting screwed.
It's different when you're talking about, you know, 22 players or you're talking about 9 players on the field. But when you're talking about 5 guys and 2, like 40% of your team is out.
Consistently.
Like all the time. I don't get it. You're not throwing out your best product. I don't think
that's
fair.
So what is the solution? Here's my solution.
The solution is play them.
Wait, okay, here's my solution to make it happen.
Play the game.
Lock them out. Like, literally. I said the other day on the show, Ruben, and I mean this. I would rather the commissioner lock out the players for a year or two than let this just continue. I would rather not have basketball than have this.
But is it the players that are doing it or
the combination of teams
and
players.
Okay, well, then they're screwing up the sport.
I know
because they're not allowing people to be entertained. It's an entertainment business.
Look, I hear you,
and you're not providing the entertainment that's necessary for the fan.
And
I just don't think it's right.
Unfortunately, I feel like there are some teams that actually have the ability to function with the current setting because you've got leaders. I don't know, like Greek Freak, I think he's going to get out there and fight and work, and I believe in his toughness in getting out there with regularity. We don't have guys that prioritize that.
Well, but here's the thing. It's not even just the Greek Freaks, the stars, the player don't. It's the rank and file guys to take off. Like, one of the biggest problems they made,
well,
and
sure,
I think that, Ruben, this,
the
hurt,
top and
this hurt
down.
Baseball. When baseball expanded from 25 players to 26, it led to an extra reliever. Same time, by the way, instead of 5 bench guys, you had 4 bench guys. Then some teams are like, well, the hell with it. We don't even have DH. So we'll just have like 3 extra relief pitchers. It made the games play differently. Basketball went from 12 players on a roster to 15. They should go back to 12. They should eliminate 100 jobs in the NBA, go back to 12 players. You want to sit five players out tonight? Okay, good luck with seven players. Good luck.
How about if they start taking salaries away from on the games that they don't play? They lose their salary on that day.
So
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but
the solution is a commissioner needs to have guts.
It is not fair to the fan who is putting up their hard-earned dollars to watch a product that is not 100%.
It's brutal.
All right. Because the players aren't fully committed. That's the point.
Like, I know
you've got to be committed to your teammates. You've got to be committed to your city.
I know.
Your team.
It's become a player-run league.
And totally.
Players have way too much power.
It's a joke.
I don't know how to fix it. I don't think they know how to fix it.
Well, the commissioner's got to have vision and guts. And I agree with you, Devin. I don't know the exact precise way to do it, but he's got to figure it the hell out. And to me, I would rather not have basketball than this. I mean that. All right. Freddie Mitchell will join us in about a minute or two. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year morning, crew.
Happy New Year, Joe. Great playoff week
coming up. Before I get to my most unmemorable play in my lifetime. Wild play, though. But I'm not worried at all about this game, guys. When the Eagles don't turn the ball over and score 27 points, they win any game. They'll beat anybody any given day. And when the Eagles show up mentally and they protect the football, they are the best team in football, bar none. We all know the Lions occasionally turn the ball over with Jared Goff just making stupid mistakes. Same with Jordan Love. When our quarterback just plays the way he's supposed to, which is within the game, and just move the sticks and keep our defense off the field, we will beat anybody. It's a fact. We would beat anybody. We're that talented on all the sides of the ball.
Look, Joe, I think that applies to maybe the early rounds. But know this, KC, Buffalo, and Detroit are highly legitimate as well.
I agree. But,
highly legitimate.
Jalen Hurts played the game of his life, but that turnover in the Super Bowl was very costly.
I know.
And when this team doesn't turn the ball over and we get the turnovers that we need, we normally win. So I believe if this team scores 27 points in any game, they can't be beat without turning the ball over. And that's what this team does. They move the sticks, they pound you, they wear you out, and they force the other team to make a mistake, because they're mentally and physically getting tired as the game goes on.
Yeah,
I believe in this team. I believe there's a parade February 13th. I believe
is that a Wednesday or a Thursday? Because last time we had to wait till a Thursday. I hope we don't have to wait till a Thursday again.
Thursday on Valentine's Day.
But oh wow, a lot of cities do it 2 days later, but for some reason we did it 4 days later.
Well, the city's a little slow, but Barkley. Saquon, I believe in karma. And I believe that he did not get the record. He got his rest. And when he wins the MVP of the Super Bowl on his birthday, that will be the coup de grace on the best Eagles season ever, which, if that happens, that'll surpass Reggie White's sack season or any season in Eagles history.
That's possible. Individually.
MVP, it'll be the biggest season in Philadelphia sports when that happens.
Okay, that's fascinating. Joe, give me an answer. A wild play in sports history. What do you got?
Well, it's a team that I could not stand growing up in the 80s and the Miracle Mets of 86. And Bill Buckner, through the legs, just gave away the World Series and was the wildest play in me growing up as a kid watching sports on NBC afternoon games.
It was wild. Listen, it was. There's no question.
It was wild that it was afternoon.
No, it was nighttime, but it might have started earlier. But it's certainly dark when that play happened, at least. All right, Devin, I know you got an event coming up. You and what, Darren Sproles in a couple days?
Yeah, not a big deal. Hanging out Darren Sproles at the Verizon store on Walnut Street. It's 14th and Walnut this Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. And you can come hang with us. Join Verizon today. You can find out how to get free tickets to the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Plus, meet me and Darren Sproles on Friday. Verizon store in Philadelphia on Walnut Street, 5 to 6 p.m.
True or false, you are half a foot taller than Darren Sproles.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Maybe more. I don't know. Look, if you want to find out, come to Verizon on Friday.
Devin, we need a picture on social media.
That would be a great picture. All right, let's talk to our next guest. He called me about a half an hour ago. By the way, as we get ready for an Eagles-Packers game, I mean, this one was a lot better than 2010. 2010, the Eagles and Packers played in the postseason and the Birds lost. Yeah. But 2003, technically January of 04, Fred X delivered. I got to hear this. Back in 2003, Freddie Mitchell on 4th and 26.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of the first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield. And he's into Packer territory at the 46.
One of the biggest plays in Philadelphia sports history. Fred X right now. Good morning, Freddie.
Man, good morning. Guys, thanks for having me on. I'm so excited about this weekend. This is awesome. I love this.
Freddie, are you the honorary captain this weekend?
Oh, man. Dang. That I would love to be.
You should be, man. It's 4th and 26.
You know what? Can we start a petition or something like that? trying to get me there. You know, I'd love to be on that field and smell that grass.
Freddie,
again.
Here's what I want this weekend before the game.
Okay.
You, Donovan, T.O., all three of you together, right there at midfield. John, what are the chances?
Can you run? Like, do you think you could get out there and perform in your current state?
I could give you 26 yards, or if John Ritchie's speaking, I could give you 24 yards.
Yes!
I trust that you got every. It's 26. It was 26. I saw it. I was on the sideline.
Freddie, was it 20? Was it 25 and a half?
No. This is what I'm gonna clear it up. It was 26 yards. They gave me 28.
I agree with
you. Well, they did give you the extra.
Fred,
you know how to run.
He ran the precision route to gain that 26 yards. There's no question.
I love that.
He ran the proper depth.
I remember it.
He would never
cut
that thing short.
And guys, I learned from the best. I talked to him last week on FaceTime, and you're going to appreciate this, Richie. I talked to Chad Lewis.
Wow.
And Chad was
precision.
Yeah, he's so, you know, on that. And Andy Reid was so on precision and the right, or you were going to get cursed out. So it was just it was such an amazing play, you know. And I hear a lot of guys in the community, a lot of people in the community talking about the Saquon record and would you want it or would you get it and everything else. You know, me as an old retired player, washed up player, I need that record. Just like I needed the 4th and 26.
I wanted that thing badly myself.
Yes.
And I felt like it was such an unfortunate situation that they didn't let him try.
It's so bad. And
it
I'm just like, you know, it really did. And you know what hurts me the most, Richie, is, about 5 years ago, Trey Thomas came up to me and was like, you know, Freddie, you need to talk to McNabb more and everything else. Because you have to understand, you know, 4th and 26 was all of us. Every person on the field, the whole 53-man roster, you know, we live with that play, and it's one of the best plays in Eagles history. And I never thought of it like that. So with Saquon Barkley, I'm like, man, that offensive line, you know, that's just as big of an accomplishment for them than it is anybody.
Right.
And to take that away from them, it just
feels like just because. I really believe had they put that starting offensive line and Saquon out there for a quarter and a half, they get
three
that record.
He could have got it.
Yeah.
And then my whole thing is the week before, I'm like, well, then why didn't you get like 20 more yards the week before if you didn't want to hurt him or 5 yards every other game when you reach 1,500 to say, hey, we're going to go and try to get this record. But we're not going to get it in one hit. We're going to get it 5 yards, 5 more yards, or whatever else. I mean, you're playing football. If you're playing and being scared of getting hurt, what's going to happen, Richie?
Yeah, I know. Everyone is so focused on the get hurt, protect, don't wait. Everyone's so worried about Jalen.
There's a part, but Freddie, there's a part
it's
of this
football.
Hold
and
on.
Everyone gets banged.
Freddie, there's a part
they
of
don't
this
get hurt.
There's a part. Well, some do. So, Freddie, there's a part of this that hasn't been said in the last 2 minutes. Your 0-3 team, John's 0-3 team, which was the 4th and 26 year. You guys obviously lose the next round after that. You put up a 3 spot as an offense, and part of that is Brian Westbrook.
Thanks for reminding us that.
Well, my point is Brian Westbrook was hurt. He had missed the game because at the end of the regular season, not the last game, but near the end of the regular season, he got hurt. So, you know, there is some large wisdom in the Eagles not playing Saquon to try to be at your healthiest in the postseason.
for every story that you have with that, there's another story that backs it up that they didn't get hurt. So it's just like you got it's not really a right answer to that.
No, the right answer is you just can't ever possibly think about the injury. Exactly. You focus on the positivity.
But, John, you're talking about a player.
Domination.
You're talking about a player's mentality. Then there are coaches.
Yes. The medical staff, they can worry. The coaches and the players, they want to do this.
Ruben, what did you think the right call was? I mean, you were both a player and a GM overseeing an organization. What did you think they should have done?
Such a tough call. I think they ultimately made the right call. I think they ultimately made the right call because imagine if this guy is not able to play this week. I mean, it would be disastrous for the franchise. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And I think they made the right choice as a player in my mind, in my heart, I would love to have seen this guy, you know, break the record.
We all would have, yeah.
In my mind, as a GM, as a player, I want him to break it. As a GM, you got to sit him.
All right, Freddie, we were just talking about your 03 and 04 and you played with John. What was John Ritchie, the teammate, like 20 years ago?
You know what's interesting, and I was thinking about this before I came on. John, the only thing I can remember with John, because he was the nicest person, like if you like, or if you wasn't having a good day, or if you needed to pick up or whatever else, you would go to two players. You would go to Richie, and then you would go to Sean Landetta. You know, and them guys were just, you know, it's just someone
Sean
where you could be Landetta.
Me and Sean sitting in the sauna. Me and Sean Landetta,
classic pair.
Yeah, Landetta. In the sauna, you know.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Maybe rein it in a bit with that, Freddie. That did not make the air, just so everyone knows.
Oh, why not? Now, come on, that's Sean. So, but the thing about with Richie is, what I remember with Richie, though, he would always be bleeding from his head, like from hitting so much on the top of his forehead, he would have blood coming out. I'm like, dude, what are you? Yeah. Like, it's a gladiator sport. And I mean, every time John got in the game, everybody knew what was going on, you know? We're sending in the bruiser. We're sending in the enforcer. That was an amazing thing, you know? Now looking back at it, it was the best thing having John, especially John coming from the Raiders, you know? Everybody played with John in Techno Bowl. I'm aging you out, John. That was a joke.
Human battering ram.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Freddie, speaking of the old days, but bringing it to the new days, are you and Donovan ever going to break bread?
You know, I think eventually we have to. Donovan sat with me and Donovan sat together. And rest in peace with Trotter's wife passed away.
We were
at the funeral. And he came and sat by me, and I mean, it's just, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, because it's like I don't get that career back, you know, with him not throwing me the ball and stuff like that. I can't get that back, you know. And today's society is based on stats. It's not based on, hey, Freddie, you go block this linebacker right here to free Westbrook up, you know, and stuff like that. It's not based on that anymore. So, you know, it kind of hurt me that I couldn't actually contribute like I really wanted to. So, but I mean, I'm not saying never's never, but you know, right now, you know, I'm pretty content with not talking to him.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, listen, that's.
Hey, Rhea, thank the hand. I like Rhea with the quote, thank the hands for being so great. I love you for that, Rhea.
Hello, Freddie. How are you? I love that quote. It's one of my favorites.
I love it.
Freddie, how's your body feel, man? Do you feel good? Do you feel like you could get out there and run around a little bit still?
Now, if I said yes, that means you understand I have CTE because I can't. You know, my first of all, my stomach is so big, and then I get migraines all the time.
Gee, really?
So it's just I get migraines, man. I don't know what it is or whatever, and it's just, I get hit. We got hit. That's what we were supposed to do. And I love. You know what's so weird, John? Do you get this too? Like you love the violence. Like you like the physical. Like the hit.
I loved it more than anything before, but I think I got a lot of that beaten out of me, Freddie. Like, really, yeah. I think a lot of it is no longer there. Like,
that angst
that was in me, it's not there.
Right.
And
I'm
glad. I think it helped me as a person. I think it was cathartic.
Right. Hey, don't be using big words on me with me, man.
I think I'm better off having gotten the violence out.
There you go. Hey, Freddie. Yeah, Freddie, Eagles going to win on Sunday?
Absolutely. 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 I mean, they're going to. I mean, I already booked my ticket to the big dance.
Well, dude, you know, the two times ago at Super Bowl, you know, you're on TV during Timberlake's thing, right?
Man, that was the best. That was the best part. It was me, Brian Westbrook, and Dennis Zatlin, and I was the one got caught on TV acting like a damn cheerleader.
We saw, man. Crazy. We were watching.
Halftime of Super
the
Bowl.
The world was watching.
Super Bowl 52 halftime, and there's Freddie Mitchell bopping out to Timberlake.
Yeah.
I had pom-poms and everything. That was the greatest thing ever, and I love it. And I want to do it again. I think that this is going to be – this is probably going to be the year where they have the opportunity to be the greatest Eagles team of all time. And
how about that?
It's special, man. It's special. That's why I do want to be an honorary captain.
That's
I do
beautiful.
Want to go out there and smell the grass and just get that feeling, maybe shed a tear, you know, because, Jay Ritchie, we opened that stadium up.
I know. I remember.
We opened it up.
Fly Stallone standing
first
up there with Deuce's number 22, the smoke, the fireworks, all that.
Yes.
Hey, you said you got a huge gut?
Yes.
How much do you weigh?
Dang, John. I think I weigh how much you played it. I think I'm weighing in around 240.
Wow. That's
dude, y'all gotta check
you're a husky.
Instagram.
Husky now. We got to work on that. We got to get that under control.
I eat a lot. If you see on my Instagram, I'm like a foodie, and I show all the great photos of what I'm eating and stuff like that.
That
life
is nice.
Is good, John.
Yeah.
I love eating.
Me too.
But can we do something?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we do something, John? What do I need to do? Will you work out with me once
yes,
a week or something?
I will. I certainly will. We can work together. We do need to start working on our health, though. Moving forward,
yeah,
if you're 240, like I know you're outweighing me by 40 pounds at this point.
This just got serious for a moment here.
Yeah, like we can get you fitter and healthier, and I like walking a lot.
Yeah.
You and me, let's get out there and walk.
I would do that because you know I would like to see my
few inches later.
Just that my
Freddy,
belly, my belly.
Freddy, rein it in, man. Oh, come on,
okay,
dude.
Okay.
Seriously,
okay.
That's twice.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, my belly hangs up, and I can't do it, and my belly has become a remote control holder. You know, it's just not good.
All right. It can be a nice shelf for food sometimes. All right. Fred, stay
John,
well.
Let's go walking. Where are we walking? Don't just say it and then we're not going to walk. Can we walk?
We got to walk down on the water, you and me. We'll figure it out.
Can this be documented like a former
we
Eagles
will. And,
player?
You know, the camera walks
club?
Too.
I do
supposedly,
walk.
Supposedly, the camera walks.
You can walk right by my place where Stallone ran in Rocky II. I think it was
Ooh,
Rocky II.
Are we on Kelly Drive?
No, I'm over by the river, Delaware River.
Okay,
let's walk along the water.
That. Yeah, we'll take a stroll. Okay. We'll throw it on Instagram.
So cute.
Okay.
All right, Freddie.
I love it.
Stay well, man. Always good hearing from you. And again, we think of you with the, you know, obviously the Eagles and the Packers this weekend and what you did all those years ago. Fred, stay well, buddy.
Guys, thanks for putting up with my craziness and everything else. And if you can keep that honorary captain thing going, because I would love to bring my little son. I would like to bring my son down on the field. He hasn't been on the field. I'd like to bring my Freddie the Third down on the field so he can see greatness happening, you know?
You got it. All right,
that
Fred, stay well,
nice.
Buddy. We'll talk, man.
Thanks, Freddie.
Love
right.
you guys. Love you guys.
You
Have
got
a great
it, bud.
Day.
There he is, Fred X, entertaining. Yeah. As always. Seltzer, you're getting a little fired up back there.
Wow. This is the first time I've had to dump a guest twice. I'm just throwing that out there. Two times. Not once. Two times. Dumping a
Not
guest.
Not one time, two times.
That's kind of Freddie's style. I mean,
I know it is. I know it is.
What Freddie brings to the table. It brings, you know, a lot of stuff to the
More
table.
More fun for the host than the producer, I'll say that.
Yeah. Hopefully the audience enjoyed it. All right, we're going to get a lot of calls in this segment. We're actually not going to do Time's Yours because there have been some people waiting on the hold. We appreciate you waiting. A lot of guests today. Ross, Mike Quick, Freddie Mitchell, all just in the last 2 hours. So right to the phone lines we go. 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in the final half hour of the show. Let's get to Violet right now. Violet, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Happy New Year. And I just hope everybody had a great holiday.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Violet. It was
you
wonderful.
To you as well.
You too.
I just wanted to weigh in. I definitely think that this is a very winnable game. My main concern is the kicking game.
Yep.
And I would say second is Jalen. I love him. I don't get me wrong. I absolutely adore him. His inconsistency drives me crazy. Yeah, so, but it's definitely winnable. I mean, I do think that we are the better team and we should come out on top.
Well, I agree with that.
We are tough. Yeah. We are so stacked. Both sides.
She does have a good point. You have a good point, Violet, with Jalen Hurts. I mean, regardless of the rust, I think there is a factor to his game where you just never know what version you're going to get.
See, that worries me more than the rust.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, the quarterback,
but combined,
passing.
It really worries
combined,
me.
It takes it to a higher level, for sure. Yes.
It's so crazy because I feel like for the length of time that he's been playing, he, like, still hasn't found his niche. Does that make sense?
Mm. Well, like I think to a large extent, I think he has. And God, people are going to hate when I say this, but I'm going to say it. He's a game manager. He is a game manager. That's what he is. He's a game manager.
He's a game manager who can make big plays on third down.
He wasn't in the Pittsburgh
game. And when he gets single on the outside, singled up with AJ and Devontae, he's going to be a lot more than a game manager this postseason. He has been.
I think they've asked him to be more of a game manager. I think he can be more.
Well, that's the big question.
He has been.
In the last Super Bowl, he was a lot more than a game manager. We've seen him do it.
You've got those two receivers. Throw it up there. They're going to get it. They're going to fight for the ball, and they're going to get it.
Yeah, but I'll say this as it relates to Hurts. Another of the big questions is, what if he had two average receivers? Like, average is average. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks in football that have average receivers. What would it be then? We don't know.
It would not be pretty. Sorry.
Well, I would be very concerned as well. I mean, I look, here's where I'm at on Hurts. And not every part of it, but here's my simple thing on Hurts. Way above average in the running game, below average in the passing game.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, Violet, give me an answer for a wild sports
play. Okay. I don't know if this is going to count, but... And I don't know my sports like everybody else that well. But I was going to say 4th and 26. That was taken. So I'm going to go with the Flyers. 5 overtimes. Keith Primo,
the Primo goal. Yeah, the Primo goal was great.
That was insane.
Here's the only thing against it. It's not so much a wild play. It was a wild game. But I get your point. It was the end of a wild game. It was the 8th period.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was the 8th period. Say it again,
Ray. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning.
It was, yeah.
I know I literally woke up about 20 minutes after it ended.
Sure. I think it was about 2:05 a.m., I think. Yeah. But anyway, it was something nuts. All right, Twitter poll question. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. So we were split as a group, and this may have included when Ross was on. 3 of us said greatest concern for this weekend's game is Jake Elliott. 3 of us said it's Jalen Hurts. The other choices, John, for the poll were Nick Sirianni, and then the Packers are good. Who do you think won the poll? Or lost the poll, put another way.
Kicker.
Hurts. Hurts rust. 51% say Hurts rust. 28% say Jake Elliott. 17% say the Packers are good. 4% say Sirianni. Yeah, I mean, that one to me could have gone either way. The Hurts thing does have, I think, two different elements. It's him normally, and then it's him with extra rust. So we'll see. We'll find out soon. The good news is he'll be able to, you know, lean on Saquon quite a bit. Matter of fact, let's listen to something Jaws said, because there was an interesting exchange with Jaws yesterday on our program related to Saquon Barkley that could play a role in this game and the next month. Let's listen to Jaws talking about Saquon. And he, you can tell, he wants them to go to Saquon quite a bit here. Here is Ron Jaworski yesterday about Saquon. Is there such a thing now as leaning on Saquon even more? I mean, they went to him so many times in the regular season. But if you're Sirianni and it's do or die, do you give him the ball an extra 3 to 6 times a game?
About 10. Feed him. Saquon has had an unbelievable season. He is such a great football player. Such a green, a team player. I mean, the talent that he has, you want this offense to run through him. And I think after the bye week, where we're 2-2 entering the bye week, the changes that Nick and Vic and everybody made and Kellen were, hey, we're going to rely on Saquon Barkley. And he has literally put this team on his back and carried the football team. He is the he's going to be the linchpin of our success.
You know, it will be interesting to see, John, plays that often go to, I always want to call him Wendell Smallwood. What's the backup guy's name?
Kenny Gainwell.
All right. Because they're both kind of little guys and all that. And this is said by the 5'10", 170 guy, but you know what I mean. Little in running back terms in pro football. John, the 6 to 8 times that Kenny Gainwell might normally carry it, do they almost all go to Saquon? Because it's a playoff game. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what will. I mean,
Kenny Gainwell is in on specific series, and especially at the end of the first half.
But it's not like Saquon can't do that. He could do that.
I want Saquon in there to do that stuff, but it feels like that is where Kenny's niche is. He's going to be the 2-minute guy. He's going to have a few plays that where he's split out and maybe motioning, and they like to use him in that capacity. But yeah, I think they should ramp it up a little bit more. Let's use Saquon. I would rather he get those 2 checkdowns that Kenny Gainwell gets in the third and fourth quarter.
That's what I'm
because he's got a chance to go head to head on the goalpost.
He's a better player
than Kenny Gainwell. I think at this point, throw caution to the wind, and rather than creating packages for Kenny because you want to keep Saquon healthy.
Yep.
You don't need to do that now.
No, you're near the finish line. I mean, the analogy would be in basketball. A great player might average 36 minutes a game in the regular season. It's the postseason. I'm playing them 43 minutes because this is it. I mean,
and they're not made out of glass, and they will fight through. And these are tough people.
Aren't you guys concerned about – you guys talked about having, you know, Jalen Hurts having to run the ball.
Yep.
Aren't you concerned about the fact that they may work away from some of those plays because of his concussion? I have some concern about that personally. Where are you guys out on that? On that one,
I think it's.
I don't,
it would be
foolish, but I'm
to
aware.
Get away from what got you here.
I'm aware
he
that
needs
it could
to
be,
run
but I'm not
it to present the threat.
I totally
and they
agree.
Will run it to present the threat.
I hope they do
because it makes such a huge difference. It really is all about numbers, and if you can put the threat in their mind that they have to keep someone else up in there, especially to support that backside when he is keeping it. Then you're going to make everything else run better.
I hope that they're working on if he runs it, you know, sliding or running out of bounds versus, you know, just going down by contact, which is how he got the concussion in the first place against the Commanders. So that is a factor that,
they're constantly reminding him not to take the hits, to do everything he can. You can't always control it, but he will control it as best he can.
Ruben, here's where I'm at. If he is cleared, and he's going to be cleared, I am not only a full go with Jalen, I want him to run more.
Of course.
But to your point, is there a chance they may have him not run more or he may choose not to run as much? Yes, there is a chance of that.
I hope that's not the case.
I do too, because he's at his best when he runs.
It's incredibly dynamic.
They're fully aware
with him doing
that. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Jesse in Perkasie. Jesse, good morning, buddy.
Good. It's so great to have you guys back. Let me just start with that.
Thank you.
How
Thanks,
you guys
Jesse.
Doing today?
Great.
Great.
Very great.
Oh, I'm on the Schuylkill now, and I think I just passed Freddie and Richie.
On the water? Walking hand in hand,
strolling.
Me and Freddie.
I think what's getting too much action is the simple fact that the rust. Did the backup seem rusty to you?
Well, Pickett did the first time he played. Not the second time he played. And I'd say Tanner McKee was pretty sharp both times.
Right. Okay, and Jesse, I'm not concerned so much about the rust. This is going to be the biggest game that these guys have ever played. They're going to feel like this is the most important game that they've taken the field for. So it's not likely that rust will be a problem.
So I don't know that the mentality of how you feel that it's an important game affects whether you're rusty or not.
I think it has a lot of effect on it.
I
think you are preparing in such a way that you're leaving no stone unturned. You are buckled in all week long. It matters so much.
No, but you're denying that rust can be a factor.
Rust can be a factor. It certainly can. It's a lot harder to be...
Or not to
not be minding your P's and Q's this week.
That is the question, Joe.
Is much less likely. Like, Jalen is going to prepare adequately.
I don't disagree. Yeah. But I think people that have shown rust before have prepared to not show rust, but it happens.
Okay. And I'm not worried about it.
I know you're not.
I am not worried.
Okay.
And in his defense, too, he has had what, five different offensive coordinators?
Well, that has nothing to do with this.
No, I was talking about when the lady called.
I don't know.
And she was saying, you know, why doesn't he have his thing yet?
Consistency is important. That's for sure.
Right.
All right, he has not had it, offensively speaking, prior to, you know. So, exactly. So we're seeing what a difference it can make.
Up a point in his defense.
All right, Jesse, give me a wild play in sports history.
All right, I'm going to go with this Saturday's 50th anniversary of the James Marshall running the wrong way into the wrong end zone.
You know, that could win. So for those that don't know, Jim Marshall was a defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings. He picked up a ball, I think it was a fumble, and he got confused, and he ran the wrong way, and upon entering the end zone, tossed the ball in the crowd, or toward the crowd, thinking that he had scored a touchdown, and it resulted in a safety.
Oh, no.
That answer, could win.
Absolutely could win.
No, that's a good answer. All right, let's get to. I want to read a tweet I saw yesterday that from Zach Berman that I thought was really, really interesting. Matter of fact, let me tell you right now, we're not going to do Time's Yours today just because we got so much going on. We get more calls in here. Time's Yours when we do it, always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. All right, so Zach Berman obviously does a spectacular job covering the Eagles. And has for many years. And a very interesting tweet about Nick Sirianni yesterday. I'm going to read it, and then we'll break it down. So he says, for all the offseason talk about Nick Sirianni as the CEO coach, there were seven teams that won 12 or more games in the NFL this season. Only two of those seven, Kansas City and Minnesota, have coaches who call plays on offense or defense. Among active coaches with the highest winning percentage, five of the top eight don't call calls on offense or defense. How about that?
Pretty cool.
Very. So you're talking about the Tomlins, the Harbaughs.
Yeah.
Who else would be talking about here?
Campbell.
Who?
Jason
McDermott.
Campbell.
McDermott. Yeah. I mean, a lot of really successful coaches here.
Who's the Texans coach?
D'Amico.
D'Amico.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be in 12 or more wins. But,
oh, yeah, gotcha.
But
yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it was
the point is D'Amico Ryans could certainly call the defensive plays.
But you don't have to have the coach do it to have someone effectively do it.
You don't. And I respect a coach who can.
But you disrespect a coach that doesn't a little bit.
I do.
I know you do. And I think that's a mistake.
I don't.
Did Don Shula do it? I don't know. Does anyone know?
With aplomb by guys who really do their stuff.
Did Shula do it?
I don't know. Did Shula call plays on the other side of the ball?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think so.
I don't either.
It tells you how important those coordinators are, my friend.
But also who you hire. Now, listen, Don Shula probably hired his coordinators. These guys might have been hired by Howie and probably were. Probably.
They were.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably, most likely.
But I'll say this. I think Sirianni has developed into a, I'm going to use the word, great coach.
Yeah.
Ruben?
Great coach?
Yeah.
Great coach.
I mean, it's at the point where the numbers don't lie. Like,
he's a great coach.
You can list stat after stat where
he
wins. He knows he's how to get to the postseason.
Joe, you look at some of the blunders at the end of games that we've seen around the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, it's the lack. I haven't seen a really mismanaged game from him in terms of time management.
So that makes him a great coach?
Yes.
Because he hasn't
I
don't think that.
John, you don't think time management is important?
Yeah, and in-game management at the end of games?
You haven't mismanaged games egregiously.
Do you watch the other teams?
It cost the Packers their game the other day.
LaFleur, McDermott, like all these guys mismanage games all the time.
John, I'm going to give you two more. Players play hard. And Saquon being benched, I'll use the term bench, not played, it likely won't be a problem at all. Because
how do we know?
Well, we don't know, but that's why I said likely, because
I think that's what he does best. He has his finger on the pulse of the team. He understands the way things will come off. He understands how to motivate the guys, and they certainly play their hardest for him. There's no question about that. That stuff is incredible. And I don't know. I don't know how it must be, from my perspective, so exhausting the connectivity factor, face to face with every guy on that team. They're so close. It's so unique. He should be. Yes, that's amazing. But
That other, the other stuff, the football stuff, that matters to me too.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the X's and O's. I want to be dazzled by the scheme that they're putting out there. A coach is putting out there both sides of the ball, and I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, I love Vic Fangio for that. You know, yeah. I'm not going to give Nick credit for the defense. I think stuff that we're doing, giving him credit for these wins. I love this roster. The roster's incredible. And I love what Nick's done with it. But I can't say yet that I think he's a great coach.
The definition of a coach is different, I think, now than it was when you played. And yes. I think there's been it's evolved, or devolved, whatever you want to call
but
it.
But notable that a lot of successful teams have a coach that doesn't call plays or signals in defense. It's better. All right. Quickly, we got to come up with a winning answer. Wildest play in sports history. Of those said by the callers, only those said by the callers, not by y'all when we were kicking others around. I mean, there's a lot of great ones, but I think Jim Marshall's the winning answer.
I love it. I think
guy goes the wrong way.
It's a great answer.
James, you have the audio?
Yeah, we have the audio. You want to play it?
Is that the only time it's actually been scored? Like, he's actually gone and
that
run
I know
into
of.
An end
yeah,
zone?
Yeah, I would assume so, because I feel like people would talk about it more. I mean, it always comes up, the Jim Marshall.
All right, let's listen to it. Here we go.
Myra straight back to pass. Looking. Now stops, throws, completes it to Kilmer up at the 30-yard line. Kilmer driving for the first down, loses the football. It's picked up by Jim Marshall, who's running the wrong way. Marshall is running the wrong way, and he's running it into the end zone the wrong way. Thinks he scored a touchdown. He has scored a safety.
That's awesome. What a call. What a great
insane.
Call.
That is a great call.
He's running the wrong way. Right, he thinks he scored a touchdown.
Our last caller, Jesse, you won at the end, man. Well done, buddy.